Would you pray with me? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. For you are our rock and redeemer. Amen. A prayer by the 20th century minister Harry Emerson Fosdick. O God, come to us, we pray thee, with the resources of thy power, that we may be strong within. We ask not for easy lives, but for adequacy. We ask not to be freed from storms, but to build our houses on rock that will not fall. We pray not for a smooth sea, but for a stout ship, a good compass, and a strong heart. In the name of him who faced enmity and death without flinching, thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. We ask not for easy lives. Speak for yourself, Pastor Fosdick. Life is hard. Life is hard. You know this. Life is hard. I know this. Life is hard. We know this. It is hard on every single one of us. There is not a soul in this room or listening online or out on that street that does not know this. Fosdick knew this. He was the founding minister of Riverside Church in New York City from 1925 through 1946. Not a time without trials or moral crisis within which he pastored, within which he prayed. We ask not to be freed from storms, but to build our houses on rock that will not fall. Beloved, it feels like we are living in a storm, or watching as one builds in the ocean ready to hit. There is no escaping this storm, not at this point anyway, and so we need a foundation that will not fail us. The passage that I read from Romans is the closing argument of a 3-chapter-long treatise that Paul is making for hope and redemption in the face of suffering, where he declares that while death had dominion for a time, Christ has defeated death. He writes that creation itself will be set free from the bondage of its decay. And Paul recognized then, we recognize now, that we are not there yet. We are still held very much in bondage to decay. To be human is to know the pain of loss. To be human is to know the pain of separation. To be human is to struggle. To struggle and sometimes to fail because we exist within death-dealing systems that we did not create and that we cannot control. Paul asks, if God is for us, then who can be against us? Looking around for queer folks, for immigrants, for people of color, it would seem that the answer is, well, a whole lot of people. It would seem that whole droves of people, many of whom occupy seats of power, are set against us. Paul asks, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Hardship and distress, peril and sword, those are earthy things, forces that in the world are strong but defeatable, if not by one person, then by many people. Communities can care for one another in hardship. Human wisdom can ward off most peril. Armies can conquer the sword, and we acting in solidarity can keep each other safe most of the time. But then Paul goes on. Neither death nor life, angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. These powers are beyond humanity's ability to conquer or to control. Forces that would overpower you and me, even with our greatest efforts, we cannot win against them. And yet, not even these can separate us from the love of God in Jesus. It sounds sweet, sanguine even. God loves you is on stickers and license plates and Hallmark cards. And yet, these sentences in Romans contain within them the radical force of the gospel, that there is no force stronger than God's love. Not on earth, not in the heavens, neither death nor life, no ruler, not Nero, not Constantine, no king or queen, no emperor, no president, nothing present and nothing to come, no power, not Congress, not executive orders, not the military, no force of evil or destruction, no system of sin, no height, no depth. These powers, they are mighty, but they do not prevail, not ultimately. Nothing, nothing, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Many of us know this in our bones. We know it because we have had to claim it for ourselves. I think that queer Christians in particular know this. We who have been called out of our names and out of our dignity, we who have been kicked out of churches and told that we're evil, we have had to cling to this knowledge that no power on earth, not even the church itself, can separate us from the love of God. We have had to claim that despite what is said of us, that we are beloved of God, that no human being, no matter how well they've studied the scriptures, no institution, no matter what kind of power they have, they do not have the power to say who we are. They do not have the power to speak on behalf of God, for there is nothing, nothing, nothing that can separate us from the love of God. We pray not for a smooth sea, but for a stout ship, a good compass, and a strong heart. There are forces. There are forces out there that are trying to name us and claim us, but we are not theirs. There is not a name that this cruel world could put on you that could overpower the name that God gives you. Child of God. Beloved. No one determines our worth. No one determines who we are other than God. And God has called you beloved. There is nothing you can do to earn this love and nothing you can do to lose it. There is nothing that can be done to you that would separate you from this love. To the migrant mother wearied from her long journey only to have insults thrown her way from on high, they can call you what you will, but your true name, beloved of God. To the trans teenager bullied back and forth by pundits and parents and principals, they can debate what they will, you will always be beloved of God. To the incarcerated and thrown out, treated as refuse, disregarded by most, nothing you did and nothing done to you will make you anything other than beloved of God. To the one living with addiction, wrapped up in a disease that seeks to define you, it can sap you of your strength, it can even rob you of your breath, but you will always be, always, beloved of God. To the overworked and underhoused, not quite finding enough to get by, this world has not been kind to you, perhaps will never be, but you remain, will always be, beloved of God. To the organizers and rabble-rousers, the social justice strategists weary from the road behind, preparing for the road ahead, sink your roots down deep. Down deep to remember that you are beloved of God. What can separate us from the love of God? Can anxiety or depression, substance use or surviving violence, despair or divorce, sin or cynicism? Surely not these. What can separate us from the love of God? Can election outcomes or executive orders, militarized police or ICE raids, white nationalism or cis-heteropatriarchy, the forces of evil and systems of sin that seek to tear us asunder? Not even these, for there is nothing, 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 nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Let this knowledge not just give us comfort, but courage. Let this knowledge bring not just solace, but solidarity. Trusting that nothing can separate you from the love of God means that they cannot do anything to you that will change the most important thing about you. It means that the power of evil does not win, not ultimately. It means that you do not belong to the forces of this world at all. It means that no matter what this world claims about you, you belong to God. You are free. You are free to fight for justice with all the strength that is within you. It means that deep within you, there is an untouchable core. The world might wear you down, take away your rights, and make you afraid, but there is within you, at the very center of who you are, an immutable name, beloved, child of God. Beloved, child of God. This is the rock that will not fall, no matter what storms we face. In the name of him who faced enmity and death without flinching, thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.